Hey, it's Bob Crosby. The Bob Crosby Show, rebroadcast for the American Armed Forces and their allies, with the Bobcats, the Pied Pipers, Bob's special guest, and Les Tremaine. And here with the Bobcats and the Pied Pipers is Bob Crosby.
I broke your heart, dear. I wasn't true. And now I've lost you. What can I do? Fate played a hand, dear. Though we did try. Too late to worry. Too blue to cry.
We made our vows, dear, to never part. We laughed, we loved, then we crossed our heart. I wasn't faithful, so here am I. Too late to worry, too blue to cry.
Our love has ended. You say we're through. You found a new love. That's good to you. I hope you're happy. For I'll get by. Too late to worry. Too blue to cry.
Hiya there, gang. This is Brer Robert Crosby, dropping in on all you guys and gals in the armed forces of the United Nations, in whatever theater you're booked, with another bit of a musical break. So grab a listen, will you, to some tunes and chit-chat from the Bobcats, the Pied Pipers, Lester Tremaine, and our gal of the week,
Miss Shirley Mitchell, one of radio's top character actresses. Shirley was with us a couple of weeks ago, you know, and she made such a solid hit that, well, we're having her back. Instead of playing one of her many character roles tonight, she's just going to be a character. Strut out here, Shirley, and slam a salam at the guys and the gals, huh?
Oh, Bob, I can't wait another second to ask you all about your new baby. How did the little darling sleep last night?
Are you kidding? Most of the night he cried.
Oh, well, why didn't you sing to him?
What do you think made him cry?
Can you imitate a baby voice, Shirley?
Oh, I don't know if I can or not, but I'll try.
Loud baby. I've heard you do so many different voices, Shirley. You always seem to me to be six girls rolled into one.
What a role.
Gee, six girls at once. Wouldn't my mother have been famous if all six of me had been born separately?
Famous and busy.
Six tuplets. What a boost for Brooklyn.
I beg to differ, Mr. Tremaine, which I am not a native of Brooklyn, but of Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, pardon me.
Granted, as soon as asked, which I am sure you are entitled. Even though I'm an ardent fan of Brooklyn, the point is that I must observe that upon this occasion I am not in a Brooklyn mood.
Which mood are you in?
Tonight, ma chérie, I am feel so very French. I am think of the left bank of the Gowanus Canal. I am, how you say in English, in the grove. I am remind of a little nightclub, intimate and simple, like a phone booth. With a dance floor and a three-piece band, no formality, no air. I see there seated at the piano the glamorous continental singer, Fouffette. It is the hour of the midnight show, which she always likes. It is the hour of supper, that she loves. The lights grow dim. She's a dream of beauty, except for one tiny bald spot. The performance osh begins, the magic spell begins, the deathly osh begins. Everything begin but the begin. This does not stop her. She starts. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. Parlez-vous François? That means speaky basic French. Hello. Now Fufetchi play for you. Fufetchi sing for you. And if you are very, very, very good as an uncle, Fufetchi foo for you.
Hooray! Hooray!
Darling, je vous aime beaucoup. Je ne sais pas Kalamazoo.
So here I am again with this tired French routine. If the suckers only knew what I was thinking. Oh, there's that noisy debutante again at a front table. How about that dress? Looks like the one she came out in last season. She moves around very much. She'll be coming out of this one. How about those dopes paying a $10 cover charge? Doesn't even cover the spots on the tablecloth. All because I'm a chantootie. Chantootie. That's the French word for a skirt with no voice.
Oh, and it's so tight. All right, I asked for something that'd make me look breathless, but I still would like to breathe. Oh. Those noisy waiters. Well, here's where I kill the customers with that lullaby.
Alouette, argent, alouette, la, 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 la.
Max, stop already with those knives and forks.
Alouette, argent, plumeret.
Hey, get a load of that blonde dame with the Wall Street billionaire. You know, some girls get all the men loaded with dough. The ones I get are just loaded. How about that loudmouth female? I'll drown that one out yet. Speak low, darling, speak low, and you speak low, all else above, speak low, speak low. Yeah, that did it.
Well, this new spotlight really makes me look fragile and feminine. Boy, am I hungry.
Oh, those waiters should give up waiting for welding.
Oh, this next tidbit will murder them muslins. Parler mar d'amour. La 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 la.
One thing about singing in French, if you don't know the words, you can always say la 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 la. Whatever that means.
I adore.
Quiet!
Are you? Ah, there's Rodney. My man, mon ami.
He thinks I'm really French. He thinks he speaks French. So what can he say in French? Fried potatoes. And that potato he was in here with last night was certainly fried.
Ah, but I will never forget chestnut in bloom on the Bois de Bologna. Midnight on the Louvre, darkness on the Delta. Yeah. I will never forget... April in Paris, May in Montmartre, June in January, love, love,
love. Thursday, they're previewing some shots from The Singing Sheriff Tuesday evening, Les. And, well, I wondered if you could go to see me.
I don't think so.
You can't go?
I can't see you.
Oh, now, cut it out, Les. I really worked hard on this picture. In fact, I'm still working before the camera.
Is the camera still working?
Never mind that. I've got one song in the picture even you'd like. It's one of the nicest tunes ever written for a horse opera. I do it as a duet.
You and the horse?
Okay.
Thank you.
arrangement of ring damn bells. I guess those bobcats rang the bell, huh, Les?
As William Shakespeare said in his immortal Othello, silence that dreadful bell.
Oh, you never will dig modern music. You don't understand that it has its own kind of romance.
But I concede you'd like it if it's romantic.
Is Bob really so romantic?
Is he? He's been in and out of love so many times he's got bunions on his heart.
Man, you'll have Shirley thinking that I'm a bad actor.
What I'm thinking is that Shirley is a good actor, and that it's time to enact the old slide song of the week.
Right. Slides, please, Professor LeVere. And let's see what kind of vegetables we can collect.
Nellie Green met Harry Lee at a masquerade the other night. He liked she and she liked he. Just a case of love at single sight.
Mr. Tremaine, do you believe in love at single sight?
Indeed, I do. That happened to me once.
Oh, how romantic. Tell me all about it.
There's nothing to tell. She was a sight, so I'm still single.
He took Nellie home that eve. Also took the number of her phone.
No need to give me your phone number. I've had it for some time.
Oh? Did you get it from the listing in the directory?
From listening in the pool room. Oh!
Just before he took his leave, Nellie whispered in the cutest tone, call me up some rainy afternoon.
I guess you didn't expect to see me this afternoon in all this downpour.
Yes. Every time it rains, I know that when I look out on the front porch, I'll see...
Me?
A little drip.
I'll arrange for a quiet little spoon. Think of all the joy and bliss. We can hug and we can talk about the weather.
Don't you think rainy weather is utterly romantic?
At times, perhaps, but it can also be tragic.
How is that?
It was a series of unpredictable, constantly recurring rainstorms which destroyed the career of my father, who was a great journalist.
How could rain destroy a newspaper career? Was he a rheumatic man?
He was the weatherman.
We can have a quiet little talk. I will see that my mother takes a walk.
Mother has always been a great walker since a child. Why, she used to win championships. Once she got a gold medal for walking 20 miles. Another time she walked 50 miles. And do you know what she got for that?
What?
Flat feet. Ahoo!
Mum's a word, little Nell. Be a daisy, don't you tell.
Perhaps I shouldn't bring this up, but I've had hundreds of offers of marriage before I ever met you.
And yet you are still unwed. Am I then the first man you ever really loved?
Yes, yes. Till I met you, I never even thought of marriage.
Then how is it you have this 1910 marriage license made out Shirley Mitchell and to whom it may concern?
Angel eyes, are you wise? Goodbye.
May be kind of oddy, but I'll still stick to music, and I do mean swing.
For the kind of music you stick to, a man is very likely to swing.
Down south, they always say, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
Do they have swing down south?
Oh, yes. My favorite song used to be, Mammy's Picking Cotton Down in Alabama. Pappy's in the cotton club picking out another mammy.
Well, for real swinging, here are the Pied Pipers and Swinging on the Star.
A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school,
you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are.
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace.
He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
He's got no manners when he eats his food, but if you don't care a feather or a pig,
you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
Well, a fish can't do anything but to swim in a brook. He can't write his name, he can't even read a book. So to fool the people is his only thought. And though that cat's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you want,
you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys are in a zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are.
Swinging, just keep on swinging, just keep on swinging, on and on. Oh, that's what I call a mellow bit of jive, Clyde.
You know, Bob, I wish you wouldn't use so much of that jive talk.
Jive talk?
Yes, I read the other day where a psychologist claims it's going to ruin the future of the American theater.
Oh, now, don't let it bring you down, boy. You know that this play we're doing here tonight proves that jive talk can be used in very high-class going-ons. Knock the people apart, bud.
Tonight's offering is Beat Me, Baron, I Love Notoriety. The story of tycoon George Ignatz Jive, or, as he is known around the brewery, Old G.I. Jive. He is in the dining room talking to his teenage daughter, Java Jive. Her mother was the former Bessie Mae Mucho Bount. Of the Jersey Bounce. The Jive family is awaiting the arrival of young Java Jive's intended, dashing heir to the Sox fortune, Robert Sox III. Java speaks.
But, Peter...
I hear you talking, daughter.
I tell you, you simply don't dig me. All the hip chicks are sent by Bobby Sox.
Can't you use some other name for them? That long hair square?
Oh, but Peter, he's really terrifically beamy.
Then knock me another name for him.
Well, his middle name's Ichabod. I could call him Icky.
Oh, no, no, not that. Ah, yeah, he comes now.
Good evening, cats. Just in time to latch onto a batch of spinach, I see. What are we going to harbor, Java? Guava?
Oh, first, we're going to dig some solid potato salad.
Holy boy.
With some jive chive?
Man alive.
What kind of soup?
Zoop soup.
What kind of gravy?
Groovy gravy.
And if I wish for fish?
We're digging sharp carp with some limp shrimp.
I trust that I shall not have to fight over the meat course again tonight.
Why? Have you been getting beat to your chops, Pops?
Ixnay, Peter.
Okay, Data.
Where's Mater, the old gator?
In the drawing room, cutting up a rug.
Never did like that rug.
What shall we dig after dinner?
You might try the Victory Garden. We got mighty mellow mess of boogie beats.
Sir, I don't know if you dig me, but I wish to ask for your daughter's hand.
So, you want my daughter's hand? Sir, with us it's all or nothing at all.
Man, I'm living. Won't you dig me for your lawful wedded spouse, Mouse?
The answer's no, Joe.
You mean I got a scram, Lamb?
Now you're really hip, Drip.
Things are sure looking bad, Dad.
Man, you just got the gate, Gabe. I'm Mr. G.I. Jive.
And I'm Miss Jive.
And I am the Icky who is tricky and terribly square. I can't survive a 1, 2, 3 if I don't win Miss Jive. He is a drip.
A
I gotta know zip.
I guess I ain't hip.
Hip!
Gonna dig until I bring her back alive. Gonna dig Miss Jive till Miss Jive is wise.
You know, Les, doing this serious dramatic stuff really is an inspiration to me.
Oh, me too, Bob. But then so many things are inspirations around here on Sunday.
Oh, Les, I didn't think you cared.
The song.
I was afraid of it.
You're my apple, honey. You're as nice as mother's apple pie. You're the honey that's better than barrels of money. You're the apple honey of my eye. Sweet as apple cider, or the honeysuckle in July. Ain't it funny, the stormiest weather is sunny with my apple honey standing by. From the day we team up, you will always be boss. In the dream home we will dream of. Honey, that's no applesauce, 'cause you're my apple honey. Will you say that I'm your honeydew? My sweet apple, I'll hurry you off to a chapel, and I'll be your apple honey too.
That beat-up baritone. It ain't croon singing, and it ain't swoon singing.
Well, what would you call it?
Goon singing.
I'd have you know my teacher says I can sing well enough to try for one of the parts in Carmen.
How wonderful, Les. What part in Carmen did she suggest? The bullfighter?
Nah, the bull.
So, my green-eyed friend, maybe you'd like to sing. Again?
All right, I will.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight.
Honey, I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too.
I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right.
Yes, I had to call you up this morning,
'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I couldn't sleep a wink last night on account of that silly fight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning,
'cause after we parted, that's when it started.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Now it's the Bobcats. Convoying a high-priority rhythm cargo straight under the APO sign at 709, 706, and 717. Let's weigh anchor, boys.
Thank you.
It up, gang. Gracias for glomming on to our bit of air grabbing. Drop in again next week, will you? And spend a full 30 with the Bobcats, Les Tremaine, the Pied Pipers, another gal of the week, and this Crosby, Robert by name, who now nods you all good evening.
Forces Radio Service.